Good evening. My name is Jeff Herto. I'm an asset director with DCG Midstream. I have 38 years experience in the petroleum industry, 22 years in terminaling and refining, 16 years in wholesale propane. In addition to that, I have 30 years of services with emergency services, 15 years as a volunteer firefighter, serving at the rank of captain. I also served 15 years as an emergency hazmat coordinator in Rensselaer County, New York. I specialized in petroleum and propane responses as a hazmat coordinator. I think those experiences helped me in my position with DCP Midstream. I have responsibility for 7 propane terminals in the Northeast. I'm responsible for their safe operation. 5 of those terminals are rail terminals. 1 terminal is a pipeline terminal. And 1 terminal is a marine terminal, comparable in size to what we're proposing for Searsport. The safety record that we have in this asset goes back to 1995. We've operated these terminals since 1995, and we've never had an incident at any one of our terminals. We're very proud of that record, and it's only because we're very devoted and dedicated to safety that that happens. I take that responsibility very seriously, and I instill that in my staff. Every day, we go about operations safely. We have a responsibility to the community, to the employees, and to the surrounding areas as well. An example of our safe operation, as best depicted by 2 OSHA inspections that we had in 2012. We had an OSHA inspection on our process safety management plan in Auburn, Maine facility. The inspection concluded after about 30 days with absolutely no findings, no citations, no recommendations. About 25 days after the inspection, I received a phone call from another propane company in Maine that had an OSHA inspection for process safety management, and they were told by the same OSHA inspector that he should contact us to find out about our process safety management program because he needed to improve his, and ours was an example to follow. And additionally, in 2012 in Albany, New York, we had a similar process safety management OSHA inspection, and that OSHA inspector told us that we had the finest process safety management program he's ever seen. Those are outside regulatory agencies that govern our operation, and we received accolades from them. And we're very proud of that response because it's not too many facilities that can go through a 30-plus day inspection and come out with accolades rather than findings. Additionally, over the several years, we received multiple awards from the Canadian National Railroad for our safe handling of rail car operations. We received our own company's highest safety award on multiple occasions as well. We worked very closely with the United States Coast Guard and our Chesapeake, Virginia Marine facility. Our facility is actually used by the Coast Guard to train inspectors for marine facilities. We have a close working relationship with them, and it's a very good relationship. We've also provided training to the Federal Railroad Administration, hazmat inspectors on propane rail cars, and we've had a very good relationship with them, and we've worked with them diligently over the years in Region 2. About safety doesn't work unless you enforce it. And anyone that comes to our facilities will comply with our programs, our regulations, and if they don't, we remove their privileges to access our facilities. So if someone comes in and breaks the rules, they don't come back to this facility, to any facility in DCP. We're very serious about safety, so we have to enforce it as well. I'm going to jump over a little bit to operations now. There's been discussion about the flare and about the refrigeration plant and power failures. Normal operation, the compressor refrigeration plant maintains the product temperature. We remove the vapors from the tank, we go to a compression system, We compress those vapors back into a liquid state and return them to the tank. That completes the process of refrigeration. As we remove the vapors from the tank maintains itself at 45 degrees below zero. In the event that there's a power failure, those vapors are routed to the flare and burned off safely in that situation. It is not our desire or goal to route vapors to the flare any more than we have to. Anytime we do that, we are putting propane out the flare stack, we're losing money, we're losing revenue. So it's our desire to not operate that flare any more than we absolutely have to.